carries.
Item number 13, 2013 adopted budget amendment 1B002 from the Director of Milwaukee County Zoo, submitting the recommended 5-year capital improvements program plan to the Capital Improvement Committee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
And let me say to those who are presenting on the 5-year capital budget plans that only highlights are necessary. The committee's done the reading, and I think we'll be acquainted with many of the details, but there's no need to elaborate on each of them individually. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Chuck Quickenhauser. I'm director of the Milwaukee County Zoo. The capital program that we presented or submitted earlier has a mix of infrastructure items on it that are very important to maintain the integrity of our buildings and our physical plant at the zoo. In addition, it has some speculative projects regarding our master plan. Those amounts are listed more as placeholders as opposed to actual projects at this point. We have not completed our master plan. As you recall, last fall in the budget deliberations, you approved the funding for that master plan. We've had a couple of meetings with the consultant, and we'll be able to come back in the near future with a preliminary report as to what direction we're going with that. One large project that I would like to point out that was first on the list, it's the auxiliary parking lot and entrance. In the process of renovating the zoo interchange, they're going to be taking our 700-car parking lot that borders Highway 45. It's on the east side of the zoo grounds near the Zufari Conference Center also. They are going to put a new ramp through there to westbound 90 or eastbound 94. In order to really maintain our business plan, we have to have the capacity of parking that we currently have. This parking lot is used frequently during the busy season from April through October. The amount we have listed there is a best guess at this point. We are waiting to get the actual plat from the Department of Transportation. We have legal counsel, and you've, through board activities and actions, already endorsed some of those with the Department of Transportation and Public Works. Brian is helping us get through that, as well as Alan Markowitz as our consulting attorney. As we go through this process, receive the appraisals, and do planning as to what we need to replace, we do have the good fortune of having the former Blifford Lumberyard property, which is about 8 acres on our western perimeter, that can be used, but there are no facilities there, and it's going to take considerable work. We anticipate that the DOT will then be able to provide the funding as they take that property from us and replace the function of that for us, and that'll be a negotiation. Of course, it will come back to the county board later.
Questions by committee members? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a few specific questions, if that would be all right. I know that a lot of the repairs requested in capital improvement plans are hard to quantify because they're such large numbers sometimes, but my attention was drawn to items number 6 and 7.
Is this in 2014, Supervisor?
Let me take a look. I believe that's 2014, page 3 of your attachments. I'm just scrolling on my computer screen here, so let me see if I can get to the top.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, I have that. The Northwestern Mutual Family Farm and the Pachyderm Building Tunnel?
Yes. My first question is, seeing Northwestern Mutual on there, and with me being new to the board and this committee in the past year, I'm curious what the partnership is there, as well as how we attained the number of $31,350 for replacing some siding trim and painting. I'm just quantifying it in, my own personal experiences. That seems like a lot of money to be doing what sounds in description like some minor repairs.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, the space that we're allotted here doesn't really allow for us to go into it deeply, but this is an animal holding area, and there are certain requirements and standards that we're required to keep from the Association of Zoos and Aquariums for our accreditation, as well as the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's more extensive than that. I'd be glad to give you a better explanation. We could provide that in writing to you. As far as the seventh item there, the Pachyderm Building Tunnel, the Pachyderm Building, which houses the elephants, rhinos, and hippos, was built as one of the first complexes at the zoo in the late 50s and early 60s. That is built better than a mountain. However, there is one weak area, which is a tunnel that goes between the basements of both facilities. And as we've gone through there over the years with heavy equipment in various renovations that we've done, we found that there is a need to shore up that ceiling or roof that you might have of that tunnel. So that requires significant engineering, and I don't know what the solution is other than you put things in and you put things across and it'll hold it up so that it'll be safe.
Mr. Chairman, I certainly don't want to be one to second-guess the expertise of engineers, but, you know, just throwing a couple more questions out there to make sure I have a good understanding. When I look at $540,000 being spent to reinforce a tunnel, I have to wonder, does it make more sense just to rebuild the tunnel? You know, are reinforcements going to give what we really need over the long term, especially if this area gets high use? I was just shocked because, you know, $500,000 is something you could build a luxury mansion with in some areas of this county, and at the same time, we're talking about just putting reinforcements into a tunnel. So initial thoughts on that?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, I think you should probably compare this to a parking deck and the supports that they have in there, the type of construction that they have there to hold weight. The entire complex, the lower level, is a tornado shelter and was a civil defense shelter also when they listed that in the early 60s when that was prevalent throughout the county. I know that when I first, and this is an aside, when I first got there, one of the first things we did was throw out the crackers and the peanut butter that was stored down there. And we didn't figure we were going to need them.
Twinkies?
And the
the Twinkies were good.
Yeah.
Yes.
We still have them, yeah. They might be worth something, though.
But, Supervisor, this is an estimate provided by the Architectural and Engineering Department. Certainly, we're not going to spend more than it needs, but it does need to have that work done, and we'll make sure that we do it as efficiently and economically as possible.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That explanation about it being compared to a parking deck actually does help put it into better perspective. I appreciate it.
Sure. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Wickenhauser, the Red Panda exhibit, where is that?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, that's in the Feline Mall. If you know where the outdoor tiger exhibit viewing window is, it's right to the right of that particular area. It was built when we did the Feline building renovation in 2006 or 7, I believe it was. And we found that the red pandas are really sensitive to heat and extreme sunshine, and something that we need to try to make it more comfortable for them.
Thank you. I'm there often, and I just didn't recall that. So, Mr. Chairman, while I still have the floor, I'm going to move that we refer this item to the Capital Improvements Committee as is standard with items like this, so that that committee can specifically go over to make recommendations for the county executive and the 2014 budget.
The motion is to refer. Are there further questions by committee members? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer to the Capital Improvement Committee is approved.
And Mr. Wickenhauser, we'll keep you here for the next two. Item number